The history of Jews in Poland is not always thoroughly told in that country, and the story of the World War II freedom fighters in the Jewish ghetto of Warsaw is one of the saddest chapters. The Nazis took hundreds of thousands of Jews to their deaths, and 7,000 more died defending the area when the Germans invaded. Dr. Marek Edelman is one of the very few who survived. A book called Shielding the Flame is his story. It was written in Poland 10 years ago by Hannah Krall. It is now available in this country in English. Johanna Staszczynska is one of the translators. She says Marek Edelman's view of the ghetto uprising is regarded as unconventional.
He doesn't use the language, or even he doesn't have the attitude people usually have to the Holocaust and to the ghetto uprising. One thing he is consistently talking about is the fact that people fought with the arms in the ghetto. It wasn't heroic. It was easier than to die going to the train cars, and that people who participated in the ghetto uprising were actually, in a sense, lucky. They have arms, they could do something about what was going on, while those hundreds of thousands who were just led to the train cars were equally heroic, but their death was much more difficult.
Dr. Edelman was stationed, he was working in a clinic. He was not a doctor then, but he was working in a clinic that was nearby the train station where the Jews were taken to go off to the concentration camps.
Yes, he had this amazing position. He was standing at the gate to the Umschlagplatz, which was the place from where the Jews were taken into the train cars. He was a member of the underground in the ghetto, and he was choosing the people who were needed by the underground. They were perhaps one or two in many thousands of them led every day to the cars, and he would pick these people up, and then young girls who were students at the nurses' school would disabilitate these people. He describes in the book, it's a very powerful scene, how these girls who were wearing beautiful clean white uniforms of nurse students would take two pieces of wood, and with these two pieces of wood would break legs of the people who were supposed to be saved for the Jewish underground. The Germans, to the last moment, wanted to maintain the fiction that people who were taken to the trains were being taken for work, and obviously a person with a broken leg couldn't work, so breaking a leg would temporarily save such person from being taken into gas.
Mm-hmm. So he saw in all, I believe he says, 400,000 people go aboard the train.
Yes, he stood there from the very beginning of the extermination action till the end.
With regard to what you were saying earlier, there's a dialogue that develops in the book between an American professor who comes to visit the doctor many years later,
mm-hmm.
and is critical of what happened. He says of the Jews, "You were going like sheep to your death." The professor had been in World War II. He had landed on a French beach, and he said that men should run, men should shoot. You were going like sheep. And Edelman explains this, and let me quote him. "It is a horrendous thing when one is going so quietly to one's death. It is infinitely more difficult than to go out shooting. After all, it is much easier to die firing. For us, it was much easier to die than it was for someone who first boarded a train car, then rode the train, then dug a hole, then undressed naked." That's difficult to understand, but then Hannah Krall says that she understands it because it's easier for people who are watching this to understand when the people are dying shooting.
It is something probably easier to comprehend because the kind of death most of the people from the ghetto encounter is just beyond comprehension.
Explain the context of the title for Shielding the Flame. It comes up a bit later on. It has to do with the reason that Dr. Edelman becomes a physician, a cardiologist after the war, is that he wants this opportunity to deal with people who are in a life or death situation.
He says at some point that what he was doing at Umschlagplatz and what he was doing later on as a doctor is like to shield the flame from God, who wants to blow this little tiny flame and kill the person. That what he was doing during the war and after the war was in a way doing God's work or doing something against God, if the God existed.
Do you think this book is going to be accessible to the Western reader reading it in English? It is a bit free form in style. It lacks a chronology. Certain details are not there or are presupposed that one knows.
This book is a little bit like a conversation of two people who aren't that much aware of the fact that someone else is listening to it, and they don't care about this other person who might be listening to it. They don't help this person to follow it. I had a hard time even when I read it for the first time in Polish. However, for me it has a magnetic power, and despite these confusions, I always wanted to go back and to go on.
Johanna Staszczynska, the translator, along with Lawrence Weschler of Shielding the Flame by Hannah Kroll.